Dave Lee Show here on The Evil Neighbor. I'm Cannon. My old theme song, The Eveleth City Dogs. And what do you mean you lost your dog? And I've got the whole crew with me. Ma Linger, Backlash LaRue, and Morgan Mundane. Denny Green is going to be with us in seconds. The coach of the Minnesota Vikings, brought to you by Wilson Leather. Denny Green, the head football coach for the Minnesota Vikings, with us. Hi, Denny.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm real good. You're going to play this coming Friday night at the Dome against Indianapolis. This probably would be good news. Edgar and James, that big running back, is injured. Is he going to play? If not, it would be nice news for you fellas.
Yeah, you know what? They haven't said he's going to play, but I think the type of injury he has, they probably will hold him out. You know, anytime you get one of your star players any kind of a nick, you don't play him very much during the preseason. You'd like to get him a little action, but he probably will not play. Of course, that still leaves Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison, a few other great weapons. They're definitely one of the preseason favorites for Super Bowl champions.
Were you surprised that Ripien came back at quarterback after being out 4 years and played so well in last week?
You know what? I wasn't surprised. I was glad to see him back in. I know that he had some real serious illnesses in the family, and then he decided he would come back. You know, most guys don't leave the game before they're about 37 to 38 years old, which is still a very young man. And Mark is a great competitor, and really right now is a chance to be the backup to Peyton Manning.
You know, I was checking with my memory. You played for Ray Nagel at the University of Iowa, right?
That's right.
You were a running back?
That's right. That was way back. That was way back, 1967 through 1970.
Did you have some good seasons there?
You know, we were 5-5. You know, in those days, you could only go to one bowl game, which was a Rose Bowl. Sure. You couldn't go back-to-back. They had all kind of restrictions. So it's a totally different game now. One TV game a week. I mean, it was a whole nother era. We did not wear leather helmets, but it was still a different era.
You know, I was thinking, Denny, quarterbacks are an integral part of a team. And as a matter of fact, you have to have one. You've got a great one. But not many of them become head football coaches in the NFL. I was scratching my head here. Bart Starr at Green Bay, Norm Van Brocklin with Minnesota, Tony Dungy over at Tampa. I can't think of any others. Why is that?
You know, it's hard to say. I've never thought that much about it. I think that normally, you know, in many ways people say the head coach and the quarterback have a great deal of thought process together, and they do. I think there have been some very good coaches who played quarterback. They were not great players.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so in other words, Mike Holmgren was a quarterback in college. Jim Fossil was a quarterback in college. But I think most of those guys went into the coaching business. And I think other part of the reason might be, let's think about this, if a guy has a real long playing career, 15, mm-hmm. 16 years, that sends him into the coaching ranks at 37 to 38, and that's kind of late to be starting a career like coaching.
Talking about quarterbacks, I don't know if you read Sports Illustrated, but they had some nice things to say about your offense, especially about Culpepper, your quarterback.
I didn't read it, but I was glad to hear that. Dante's having a fantastic preseason. He is a phenomenal young athlete. He's only 24 years old, big, strong, loves the game, a great competitor. And we think this. We are hopeful and we're confident that our offense in the year 2001 will be kind of rival the one we had in 1998 when we had some of our best years. And to do that, you know, we need to have Culpepper the Moss be a big part of our offense.
Denny Green, I get a little nervous, like in the game last week. Culpepper scrambled for about 17 yards, and instead of stepping out of bounds, he took on the safety that came up. That safety went right for his knees. Does that make you nervous?
Well, it does. I think Dante's got really strong knees, but we've tried to make him understand how important it is for him to get out of bounds. More likely what happened is a thigh bruise. And a thigh bruise would really affect his ability to drop and throw. He's not like, you know, knee injuries occur. They're kind of more things that just happen. There's not much you can do on a fluke type of play. But a good direct hit on the thigh when they're hitting low, like you were mentioning, can cause a real serious thigh bruise, and a thigh bruise would affect his play. So we don't want him taking any unnecessary hits.
Didn't Robert Smith, the first couple of years he was here with you, wasn't he fighting not to go out of bounds? And wasn't that where he got his knee injuries?
That's right. He did. Robert had a lot of injuries, but that was definitely one of them where you got to be smart and go out of bounds. He did, and he got hit, you know, kind of trying to stay in bounds. He was actually out of bounds, and it affected one of his seasons.
Kuharich, and I forget his first name, was in the press box for your game. He formerly was the general manager at New Orleans, and he was very praised. He praised your club, especially your offense, and said that, however, he thought you'd have to score a lot of points. And I'm paraphrasing him now. He thought that you weren't heavy enough in the line defensively. Would you agree with that assessment?
Well, we're not big. I mean, I think we do rely on speed and quickness. We are not a big front. We have a lot of speed at the perimeter. We're quicker than we have been. I think we're going to need to get a little bit bigger, whether it be in backup roles or some guys that can go in. And we have some backups who we are developing. We like to develop players who can go in and give us a little bit more size. But our starting defensive front is probably the smallest in the business now. The whole idea, of course, for us is to get a lead with our offense, score points with our offense, and then take them out of their run game where they can't pound away at us, put them in a situation where they have to play catch-up, and then we stay ahead of them. And that's what our formula was back in 98, and we're going to need to have that kind of fast, quick, explosive offensive scoring potential this year.
One last thought, Denny. Your pick in 98 of Culpepper has to go down as one of the great draft choices in history in the NFL, in my opinion. Weren't there two quarterbacks taken before you took him at number 11?
Yeah, there were. There were actually three.
Three?
Yeah, Couch went the very first pick.
Yeah.
Donovan McNabb, who's having a very good career, he's doing extremely well, and then Akili Smith. So, I mean, there were a couple good players in that draft. But, you know, we had our eyes on Dante right from the start. I thought Dante was the number one player in the country coming out in 98. Or 99, and we thought Randy Moss was the number one player coming out in the 98 draft. So even though they weren't picked number one, we felt we got the two best players in the 98 draft and Randy Moss in the 99 draft and Dante Culpepper.
Okay, Denny, nice talking to you.
All right, take care now.
Bye-bye. That's Denny Long. I've got CCO in the brain here. Denny Green. They play, his club plays against Indianapolis on Friday night at the Dome, the Dome. And they should get a win, Morgan. Well, usually they I never make a prediction on these exhibition games. Listen, but usually the home team will win because they'll play their regulars longer just to satisfy their own fans. All right. It is 20 past 7 here at WCCO. Our temperature is 61 on the Dave Lee Show. Let's hear this.
All right, I have in my hand the 30-day outlook for the month of September. The 30-day outlook,
oh,
Steve-O.
Yes.
All right.
Marvelous 30-day when you can't do a weekly one and you're during the 30-day.
Humor me. Normal temperatures in the month of September and normal precip.
Oh,
and normally in the month of September, we have a trace of snow. The possible snow season begins September 15th. Here in the Twin Cities, no snow today, plenty of sun, a high of 82, clear tonight, down to 60. Tomorrow, some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, and it looks like we'll see a high in the upper 70s. Pretty clear the rest of the week. Right now in the Twin Cities and environs, we currently have 61 degrees. The weather this time brought to you by the Liquor Depot, serving the Twin Cities for over 25 years, Steve-O.
You buying all your liquor down there, Lunch?
Absolutely. In fact, I was there last week for one of my frequent public appearances.
Very good.
Yes.
All right, it is 7:21, the Dave Lee Program. This is Cannon, along with Morgan Mundane. You've been a little quiet, Morg.
I'm not quiet. I'm just taking in things, and, I'll be ready to go pretty soon.
You kind of slowed down?
Yeah, Steve-O, I've really slowed down. I sat down to watch TV last night. Took me an hour and a half to watch 60 minutes.
Come visit the Liquor Depot.
Well, it is 7:22 here on the Dave Lee Program, and this is Cannon, and I've got Backlash LaRue with me.
Oh, the one feature that I dearly love on the morning show of Dave Lee and these folks is when we guess how old certain people are.
Well, then let's do it. Isaac Hayes, the singer-actor, the one with the deep voice, baby.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Isaac must be 63.
Lunch?
He's a bad mother at 62.
He's 59 today. The news anchor, Connie Chung, married to whom?
Maury Povich.
How old is she?
Well, Ma, what do you think? Is she older than she looks?
She's younger than she looks. I'd say you better get in the 50s somewhere.
All right. All right, that makes sense. 53.
54, and you got better legs than she does, Ma.
Yeah, thank you.
The wheels, the last thing to go?
Connie Chung.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. 55.
55.
You want to tell them your age, Ma?
No, not really. Let's see, I've got one more here. How about Al Roker? That's Mike Lunch's fave. How old is Al?
Al Roker weighs about 300 pounds, and he's 51 years old.
He's 48.
Oh, almost on the money there, Eric. He's 47.
I'm close.
All right, how about, Oh, you, nobody on this radio station is going to get this one. Maybe Eric. Rapper KRS-One. How old is he?
KRS-One, he's really, he's the son of KRS. He must be, he's 24.
He's a 26.
36.
Oh, he's an old rapper.
Oh, man.
You're an old groover.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's one in my era. Singer Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin.
Yep. He is 53.
Still getting a whole lot of loving at 58.
53. Eric's the winner here, babe.
Yes.
Oh, Eric, I want to say this to you. I love Kathy, your wife's hair now.
I'll tell her.
Yeah, I'm with Ma. When she was at CCO, they made her very glamorous. I mean, Channel 4 mm-hmm. did a great job there. But I like her now. She's more natural looking on Channel 2.
Thank
Please
you
tell
both.
Her.
Thank you both.
She's one of my favorite people.
That's great.
All right. What does an iron range... Now, this one's too dirty. Let's do this instead.
Spring break.
10th high school reunion.
Hanging with...
It is 7:27 here. On a Cannon Mess Redux, or is it Redo? What is it, Morg?
I don't know. You're talking French here.
Retread.
Retread. It's the Cannon Mess Retread. Good lunch. I'm here for Dave Lee. You know, a lot of things happen in August. Like, in August of 1912, Dr. Sigmund Freud discovered a way to get women to talk dirty to him without spending a dime. He called it analysis.
And this weather brought to you by the Clinical Research Institute. And right now we have 61 degrees, 26 days until the start of the possible snow season. Mostly sunny skies today, 82 the high. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, high pressure goes away and we get some low pressure and some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening. Clear to partly cloudy. Wednesday through Friday, highs will be in the 80s. Should be dry for the start of the state fair. Des Moines, Iowa right now.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that where the guy said that you'd never make it in radio?
That's right.
Yeah. Sonny, and you said that you quit, and he said you're fired at the same time?
Boy, you know, lunch knows every bit I've done
Everything.
In the last 26 years.
It's a sickness.
It is.
Sonny in Des Moines, Iowa, 62. Grand Rapids, 63. Good Thunder, Minnesota.
Mm.
Outside of Happy Dan's is currently in 62.
Happy Dan's. He makes these up.
61 degrees right now in the Twin Cities on WCCO, Cannon in the Morning.
The Evil Neighbor. Oh, yeah. One of my all-time favorite wake-up tunes. This is Cannon for Dave Lee. Let's get in touch with our feminine self.
There's no need to feel down. I said, young man, if you dump off the ground, I said, young man.
Young man. Young man, you're at the right place, right here at CCNO. Well, a lunch.
Yes, Steve-O.
We got to get Sydney in here this hour, do we?
That's right. Shot number two is Sydney.
I'll tell you what, I've been thinking about this brouhaha with our governor, Jesse Ventura, going on the NBC show with Leno.
Right.
And supposedly Leno asked him, what kind of car do you drive? And the governor said, Porsche. And Leno says, how come? And he said, because it's dependable. Now, this becomes a brouhaha. It was reported in the newspapers the next day. And so the Ford people, the workers over there, the union people were upset. Obviously, they thought that he was putting down American cars, which he wasn't. Now, here's what Ventura said about that. He said, this was an amusement program. And he said, I was being funny. People said, what do you mean funny? And I'll tell you how he was. I think that was a very droll remark, and I'll tell you why. When Leno asked him how come he's driving a Porsche, and he says dependable, he's joking because the last thing that you buy a Porsche for is dependability. You know it's there. You buy it because it's a great sports car. It's one of the all-time great sports cars. You drive it because it's fun to drive. Also because you can tell people, I can afford a Porsche. So Jesse Ventura was being funny. It's a great funny line when he says he buys a Porsche because it's dependable. If you want to buy something dependable, buy a little four-door box from Korea. and it'll get you from one place to another, and it'll do it nicely. But if you want to make yourself feel better, if you can afford a Porsche, then you get one. And this is what Jesse was saying. That's the end of that little editorial. I didn't.
Boy, look at that soapbox.
I didn't think I'd be defending Jesse. I didn't vote for him. But I'd vote for him next time if the last two people who ran against him were running again. I'd vote for Jesse this time. I would. Yeah, I like the guy. I'll tell you, in Florida, wherever I go and they find out I'm from Minnesota, they say, "How's Jesse? Boy, what a great governor. We like him." Well, they like him because he's a personality.
He could have run for president and won. I'm convinced.
Oh, I think he could beat George W. Bush
easily
in the next 4 years.
Yes.
Well, we've got to do a little traffic and weather, and then I think we'll do Sid. We'll do something. Let's do it now.
All right, in the Twin Cities, lovely day. Humongous high pressure among us here in CCO land. Everywhere you go in the state, sunny to partly sunny, 82 the high, at least the low 80s. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, down to 60. Tomorrow, low pressure moves in, infamous low pressure. We'll see thunderstorms and showers in the afternoon and evening, and a high tomorrow about 78 degrees. Pretty fair and dry the rest of the weather week. Right now, Winona checks in with clear skies in 54. St. James, partly cloudy, 54. 48 degrees in front of Tuna Bar in Eveleth, Minnesota.
Tuna's. Goodfellas is where I want you to go. You can buy a steak dinner.
Yeah.
8 ounces, a salad bar, potato, vegetable for
right?
$8, and it's a 6 ouncer, and it's terrific.
The Steve Cannon special.
That's it.
Yes, no one goes away hungry.
That's in Eveleth on Hat Trick Drive.
Ooh, very good. Go score there. Right now, 61 degrees on WCCO, and the weather brought to you by Dodge.
I think I may have to go over to the Health Partners Clinic lunch after I get done with the show. I haven't been drinking coffee.
I'll drive you there.
I gave it up. This is the first time I've been drinking coffee in 4 years. And I'm higher than a kite.
Really?
I used to use stuff that really made me feel high.
Well, you had those yellow pills in the front drawer in the basement
that's
studio.
That's right, but now when it's coffee in my old age here. Sid Hartman is waiting, and we're going to do him in seconds. But first of all, our esteemed producer, my old buddy Steve Enk. You know what he told me, Mom?
What's that?
He and his wife had twins.
You're kidding. Oh, congratulations, Steve-O. Are they identical?
Yes. You know, that's fabulous. I was listening to a radio show on twins. Very interesting stuff, which I will discuss with you off the air, Steve. Win a four-pack of Twinks tickets to tonight's game against, as they pronounce it up in Toronto, the Toronto Blue Jays, game time 7:05. These tickets are lower-level reserved seats. Tickets must be picked up at WCCO Radio before 5 p.m. That's when we bring in the police dogs and all those off-duty cops to protect all the money we're making on this show today. All right, it's 8:15, 61 lunch.
61.
All right, we've done everything, and I'm talking to Sydney. He's brought your way by McCarthy Motors. Sydney, my boy.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Twins first. We'll talk Twins. They lose yesterday 5-1, or was it 6-1? 5-1 to Tampa. They get Toronto tonight at the Dome at 7 o'clock. But Cleveland did them another favor. They lost yesterday, too. You know, if Cleveland had been playing their game, they'd be ahead by 10 games right now over the Twins.
No doubt about it. And Cleveland starts a road trip. I think today they'll play Seattle, Oakland, and Boston. So if the Twins could snap out of this hitting slump and pitching slump, they'd have a chance to move back up. They're 4.5 games out. Like you said, if Cleveland was playing decent baseball or .500 baseball, they'd be 10 games out. I don't know. This club just can't hit anymore. The only guy in the club that's a consistent hitter is Mikiewicz.
Yeah, he's doing a great job in the field, too.
The rest of them are just ordinary hitters. And well, when you lost Lawton, you can't give up Lawton without getting an outfielder for him. That's my opinion. And I said that at the time. Even though Lawton was hitting from the All-Star game on until before he left.
However,
he was hitting .119, but he's a pretty good player.
But Lawton, they weren't going to sign him next year. He'd be a free agent. They wouldn't pay him a big bunch of money, would they?
No, he wasn't a free agent. He's going to arbitration.
Oh, he's going to arbitration.
Cost him a bunch of money, but here's the thing. Billy Beane out at Oakland's done a fantastic job, man. Would turn that whole Oakland team around – is when they got Dye up in Kansas City. And Dye was available, and the Twins should have found some way to get him. That's all. I mean, all Oakland did is they found a way to satisfy Colorado. They gave him three prospects, and they got Perez, the shortstop, send the shortstop to Kansas City, and they got Dye. And since they got Dye, they're playing right field and a right-handed hitter that they needed. They've just been unbeatable, that's all. So right now the Twins are seven games behind in the wild card, so they got no chance there. They got to win the division, and the way it looks, they're just not playing that well.
It's 13 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, 61 degrees, the Dave Lee Show. This is Cannon with the Oracle, Sidney Hartman. Said, I know there's not a lot of interest in basketball right now, but is Minnesota going to make some kind of a trade? And I hear the rumors about a trade with Chicago for Wally Szczerbiak. Are they going to do something to please the fans, to put a little excitement into that club?
I tell you what's going on. Right now, Cliff Saunders has got Szczerbiak with him. He's coaching in the Goodwill games.
Okay.
I think he wants to find out about Zerbiak's knee. If there's any question about Szczerbiak's knee when he plays in the Goodwill games, I think they're in Australia. I'm not sure where they are, but they're working out in L.A. right now. I think then they'll make a trade with the Bulls. Like Kevin McHale, your Range friend up there.
Yeah, from Hibbing.
He told me that the Bulls got to sweeten the deal a little more. And if they do, I think they'll make the deal, because I agree with you. They got Joe Smith, but they got to make some change of faces if they're going to satisfy the fans.
Vikings play another exhibition game on Friday night against Peyton Manning and club. James, that great running back, I don't know if he's going to play or not. The last season, near the end of the season, with Culpepper injured but playing but unable to really run or throw well, they scored 40 points against Minnesota. What do you look for with Manning this year? And Indianapolis.
Well, Manning's one of the great quarterbacks in the game, no doubt about it. And they got a much better defense, and they got a guy from him here, Tom Moore, is their offensive coordinator. He's as smart as they make them. I think they got to be a little more consistent, Indianapolis. They've gone to a point, but not very far.
I don't think their defense is great. There's better defenses over there in that other league.
You're right.
Minnesota, meanwhile. Who's going to be the running back that's going to get the most snaps?
It'll be Bennett when it's all over. I mean, he's got Olympic speed. He could have been on the Olympic team here a couple of years ago, and he just has a lot to learn. And I think he'll get a lot of snaps this Friday night against Indianapolis.
All right, let's just talk Gopher football for a moment. It seems to me, in my opinion, and I want to get your opinion very quickly here, that this is a rebuilding deal. For the Gophers and Mason, especially on defense, even on offense, they've lost some big people. When you look at the schedule, it seems to me they're going to finish near the bottom. What do you think?
Well, that's where they're picking them, eighth. Only Indiana and Iowa below them.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the defense is the big problem. They've lost a lot of defensive players. They did not have a great defense last year with the players, and you'll find out how good they are the opening game. They play next Thursday against Toledo. That game will give you a good test. Toledo went into Penn State last year and beat Penn State 24-6, and then they beat a pretty good Marshall team 40-0 or 42-6, and they lost one game last year. They got most of the players back. I think you'll have a good idea how good the Gophers are in that game.
Well, Sid, it's great talking to you.
Great talking to you, buddy. We miss you.
Well, I haven't been on the air here for 4 years now.
Let me just say this. That Lynch has got all the commercials you used to have.
Oh, I know he has. He's going to have to get the big German car pretty soon. Thanks, Sid.
Bye.
Did we do the commercial yet? No, let's do it now.
All right, Carol Peterson, Steve, I have a weather fact.
Oh, gosh. Thank goodness. This brings me back 4 years. I love the weather fact.
The weather fact. We have had, this summer, we have had more dew points of 75 or greater than any other summer in history. There's your weather fact.
Has humidity gone the way of, you never mention humidity anymore. It's the dew point now.
Well, yeah, the humidity right now is currently at 88%, dew point 54. It's misunderstood.
Okay.
I should really give both.
Right.
I stand corrected, sir. In the Twin Cities right now, lovely morning, 61 degrees. High today should be 82 with sunshine. Low tonight, 60. And then tomorrow, some rains arrive in CCO land. Thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening. Right now in the Twin Cities, CCO temp, 61 degrees. The weather this time brought to you by Dana's Summer Clearance Sale.
you ended on that upbeat thing. If anyone else talk, young people talk nowadays. So, like, I went home with the rising inflection.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I went to movies, and then I went to the American Lung Association. And that's kind of how you ended that thing, and it really threw me because I wanted to do a commercial is what I really wanted to do right now. So let's do one right here. It's 6 in front of 8 here at CCO, and our temp is 61. A Cannon Mess, I'm here for Dave Lee. Been drinking coffee all morning, haven't drunk coffee since I quit working back in 97. And you know what I want? I want a cigarette so bad, and I haven't smoked in 28 years. I did the morning show over at Boulevard of Broken Hearts, 6 to 9.
Right.
Just coffee, whole pack of cigarettes. At 9 o'clock, we're done.
And then the high-fat breakfast.
Yes, the high-fat breakfast and more cigarettes. Two packs a day. Crazy.
Steak and eggs.
Crazy, but I still miss them. Let's do this.